Martha loved opening her home to Jesus. She was always careful with all of the preparations that had to be made when Jesus was visiting. Martha loved him. She cared for him, absorbed his teaching, but now her brother was sick. She sent word to Jesus, "Lazarus is dying. Please come quickly." When Martha heard that Jesus was walking up towards the house, she ran out to meet him. But it was too late. Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had just been here, my brother would not have died." The next 7 words that Jesus spoke would forever change Martha. She would need those words that afternoon. She would need them again a week later. And you may need to hear them now, too. Well, this meditation from John chapter 19 is a contemplation on Easter Sunday morning. We will reflect on the empty tomb and the promise of the life that it brings for us all. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be alone, still and quiet. A retreat today to become mindful. Posture yourself now with your hands open to receive all that will be offered to you today. Allow your eyes to move now from open through a soft gaze to closed. And become aware of your breathing. Begin to move deeper now into the life-filled presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from John chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord Jesus, yes, I believe." May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word Christ was God. Lord Jesus, yes, I believe. Christ was at the beginning with God. And Lord Jesus, yes, I do believe. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Lord Jesus, yes, I believe. In Christ was life, and the life was the light of men. And Lord Jesus, yes, I do believe. Continue on for a moment longer now in stillness, your eyes closed, believing in the presence of God. Be aware of Him. Trust in the safety and assurance that He now offers you. Like Martha, do you trust in the care of Jesus? And are your needs more temporal or eternal? Take note of the reasons that you come running up the road to meet Jesus. There are no bad reasons to run into the arms of Jesus, but what topics most often bring you into His presence? With with your hands open, feel yourself placing your trust in the guidance of God for everything. Center on believing. Center too on your breathing. Be mindful of each deep, trusting breath. Take several deep breaths from your tummy. Believe they will fill you. Don't try to control them, but rather notice them. Each breath offered by the Spirit of God. Each breath unique. Each breath sufficient. Thoughts of doubt and unbelief may rise to the surface, but not to worry. Let those thoughts pass on away. As you center back to another deep belly breath and whisper, Lord Jesus, yes, I believe in you. Now continue on as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, John will be reflecting on the trip Jesus took from Jerusalem to the village of Bethany where Mary and her sister Martha lived. Their brother Lazarus had just died. They needed the comfort of Jesus. Let these words resonate within you and imagine them as a personal note to you from John. My dear friend in the faith, I wish you could have been there to hear the clarity in his voice, the power in those seven words, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He told her that anyone who believes in him will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in him and believes in him will never die. And then he asked her, do you believe this, Martha? What seemed clear, and did anything seem confusing? How did Jesus shift Martha's perspective away from the temporal to that of the eternal? We'll listen once more from John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26 from the New Living Translation. And Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. But do you believe this, Martha? What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, But now take note of your deeper emotions as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Version. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." "Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you relate to this passage personally? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I do believe your Son is the resurrection. I believe that Jesus is the life. By your grace alone, through faith in Christ alone, I will live even when I die. Yes, Lord, I believe that your Son is the Christ who is coming into the world, and it is in his name that I pray. Amen. So what do you most want to communicate with God? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours now in a time of personal prayer. Pause if you desire or need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay with Martha for another week. Watch as she leaves Bethany towards Jerusalem with her sister to celebrate the Passover. Her brother, the resurrected Lazarus, is with her too. In the midst of the celebration, she hears of the trial of Jesus, the looming death sentence. Her heart is broken. What do you see on her face when she hears the news of Jesus' crucifixion? Well, in the Orthodox Church tradition, Martha was among the women that came to his tomb early on the morning following Sabbath with prepared spices, ointments, and sweet-smelling herbs. I want you to see her there that morning, this Sunday morning. Seeing the empty tomb, do you think she remembered his words from just a week before? Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? The words still ringing in her ears. Watch as her tear-filled eyes stare into the empty tomb. Listen to her soft response as you see a smile begin to caress her face. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Let the words become yours now, this Resurrection Sunday. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the resurrected Messiah, the risen Son of God, who is to come into the world. Take this next minute for this to be your contemplation. Rest here in the assurance of the resurrection and the promise of life eternal. But be mindful, too, of anyone you meet along the way with temporal needs. Consider how God might use you to help another see beyond what is temporary to believe in what is permanent. Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to accept the truth that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The promise that who believes in him will live, even after dying. Do you believe this? Well, may you know the permanent lordship of Christ, the lasting guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the God of your eternal salvation today and always. And as we close, remain here in this retreat as long as you can, silently whispering, Lord Jesus, yes, I do believe. Now glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.